Gentlemen, no ladies today. Anything? Well, Eric is, as you guys probably have heard, I mean, he's a physical, nasty, tough football player. And you just don't see that too often anymore in college football. And, you know, he's a man-child, really, physically. I mean, he's gigantic. He's got long arms. He just turned 21 on Saturday. Super productive against the highest level of competition there, you know, the Florida States, the Nebraskas. And he's a good player who is just scratching the surface of how good he can be.
Where do you see him position-wise? At tackle, guard, left, right?
Tackle for sure. He can play either one. He's done that. He started as a right tackle as a freshman. He's played left tackle the last 2 years. So wherever the coaches want to play him, whatever they feel most comfortable right now, but I think he can do either one, either tackle spot.
The, you know, criticism of him, if there is at all, was that his technique is a little raw. Do you see that at all, or do you,
you know, you read that stuff, and the guy's 20. They all got technique flaws. You know, nobody's ready made to play in the NFL. You know, even fourth, fifth year seniors, they all can get better and improve. You know, he's just learning to play, but even with technique flaws, the guy was a productive, dominant player at times.
Mark Cherry wasn't here a few minutes ago. He was talking about hopefully, you know, this can end the talk about some of the offensive line struggles you guys have had. The last couple of years, you've been drafting high offensive line. Do you have that hope that you, and belief that you might have fixed things a bit, you know, from some of the struggles you guys have had?
I don't know, but I just feel like strongly we drafted a really good football player. Now, whether it's solving the problems or doing any of that, I don't know. We'll see, but we just were super excited to get a really good football player.
Is he the kind of a guy who could be a good pass protector as well as a good run blocker? I mean, he's combined both.
Yeah, he's done that there. He played left tackle. He's nasty in a run game, but his length and his feet, and as a pass protector, he did that well as well. I mean, he did both really well. So we expect him to be a complete tackle who will excel as a punishing run blocker and a nifty pass blocker.
One of the things we read about him was, you know, Sheriff may have been more polished and ready to go right now, but Flowers may have had a higher ceiling. Is that what you saw too?
Well, again, you know, he was a fifth-year senior. This guy's a 20-year-old third-year junior. Sheriff was a 23-year-old fifth-year senior. So, of course, he's been around. He's played more football. He's been around it more. So he was slightly better with that technique and playing, but there wasn't that major a difference.
Tom was just saying a minute ago that the things he's read and heard about him, and he's kind of quiet, and all of you guys have talked about how nasty he is. Can you talk about that kind of balance?
Well, when we went down to Miami and talked to all the coaches and stuff, and we had him in here for a visit, we went down there and had dinner with him, spent time with him, and he is quiet. I mean, he's very quiet, but he's a smart quiet. He just is all about football. I mean, he's a gym rat. They tell you there that he just hangs around the facility. He works out all the time. He's real tight with his dad. They work out together, and he'll come back to the facility and just work out some more. He doesn't go out and hang out. He doesn't party. You know, think down at Miami and South Beach, he'd be out. He's one of the exceptions down there that he doesn't go out. He just wants to play football, and he doesn't want to talk about it. He just wants to be about the action, as Marshawn Lynch said.
You guys have not. I mean, you know, taking a guy who could potentially be a left tackle is a big move for a team. Do you see him as a guy? You know, you said he can play both. That you know, he could give Will Beatty a run for his money also.
We'll see. I mean, a franchise left tackle is a rare commodity. There's not many of those guys around the league, and we think this guy has the ability, the upside, the potential, the toughness, the smarts, the competitiveness to be a franchise left tackle for us.
When you showed up at the office tonight, did you have offensive line as your top priority?
We stack our players on the board. And the best guy that we had up there. This is a really good year for offensive linemen. Of course, we discussed it and we talked about it in our meetings. And he was, I know you guys get probably tired of hearing, but he was the highest guy on our board, so we took him.
Regardless of position.
At the time we picked him, yeah, he was the highest guy up on our board.
Last year, I think you said it all unfolded kind of perfectly for you guys. Mm-hmm. This year, how did it sort of play out for you? Is it sort of as you expected, or a little different? In the, obviously, not many people had Sheriff, however you pronounce it, going.
Yeah, we thought it was a chance he would go before us, maybe a pick or two, but not where he went. But we felt really strongly going into it he probably would go ahead of us, just because he had a lot of momentum building up to this day. But nothing surprising. We go through a lot of scenarios before the draft, and we talk about every possible scenario, things that are just ridiculous that we talk about, just, you know, what if Mariota, Cooper, and Winston are where we're picking? What do we do then? So we talk about everything. We're not ever surprised. The draft is always something, the curveball gets thrown in there, but we always talk about every scenario possible, so we're not surprised when we're up on the clock.
Did you see this, though, as the most likely scenario of the plan? It seems sort of
pretty much,
like,
yeah.
This is kind of how it can.
Yep, we felt good about this one.
Mark, last year so much was made about the draft class in general and how they were mature, they were captains coming in ready to make an impact right away. Now you have, you know, a kid who just turned 21 and does have room to grow. You expect the same, or is the expectation the same for him to come in and hit the ground running the way some of the guys left?
Yeah, sure, because of the intangibles that, you know, we last year we weren't specifically looking for captains. Those guys just happened to be captains, but we were looking for clean football players, and this guy is a clean player, and he fits the mold of that crew last year because of, you know, they say he's the hardest working guy on the team. They say he's a gym rat. They say, you know, he's the nastiest guy, and you don't want to mess with him because of he's all about football and his love for the game. He's going to will himself to get on the field right away.